Back listening to CJLO 1690 AM. This is Super Connected. I'm your host, Francella. This show, we are starting our like month celebration, 4 or 5 weeks or so. It's going to be a wild time, but we've started our celebration of 10 years of Public Strain. The album by women, the Calgary Quartet, is celebrating its 10th anniversary, and I want to celebrate it with huge style. So today, we just played their first album in full, their self-titled debut from 2008, which was recorded over 4 months on ghetto blasters and old tape machines in Chad Van Galen's basement. an outdoor culvert and a crawl space. I think you can definitely hear that come through in some of the songs. 4 of the 10 songs are actually less than 2 minutes in length. And I wonder why they did that. I wonder why they wanted to keep things so concise, so punchy. I think that probably speaks to the idea that they were really just messing around in the studio, trying different things, experimenting. And sometimes it just works for 2 minutes and they wanted to just move on to something else. You'll see that kind of come through in Public Stream, but I think they elevate a vision for the album much more clearly on Public Stream than on their self-titled debut. But their self-titled debut is very enjoyable to listen to. Like I said about Black Rice, a great marriage of 60s pop, psychedelia, and outsider art rock, reminiscent of Swell Maps or This Heat, which were huge influences on the band. Last week on my show, I actually did play This Heat, as the band recently put all of their back catalog on streaming services and Bandcamp, and I learned that the band actually would time their re-releases or reissues around very important events or global crises. So they were active during the 70s, and then they put everything out there for the first time on CD in 1991, around the time of the Gulf War. Then they re-released a new box set in 2006, which was another chaotic time. We were in two wars, the global war on terror, etc., etc. And that was the time where they felt that This Heat's music was very necessary for the world. And I wonder if that time frame was the frame where the band became more familiar with This Heat and incorporated stylings in their first record. One thing that I also noticed about the first record is that it's very much of the time, the indie sound and textures of the era. I hear a lot of like tweeness in the first record that is reminiscent of a lot of bands in that time. And that's probably why I really gravitate more towards Public Strain. There's something about it that's a bit more timeless. It stands out compared to a lot of records in that time. And like I said, I think that there was a more clear vision, a clearer cohesive artistic statement going into the record. But like I said, there was a reason why I wanted to play the first record. I wanted to show audiences and show listeners exactly where women were starting from going into Public Strain. This is kind of an album that, like I said, catapulted them into minor indie fame. They were touring around the world, predominantly in Europe. And I want listeners to get a sense of what they were at musically and sonically before they made Public Strain. And it also makes you think of what could have happened had the band continued. Would they have continued with a more guitar-driven record? Would they have incorporated more synthy, keyboardy layers and textures, as you would see on Preoccupations later, and just as you would see later in the 2000s and 2010s of what became of indie and indie rock and then indie pop later on. So that was the first album. I think that there are some classics on the record. Shaking Hand for me stands out. I think that song, more than Black Rice, is very much a clear statement on women's sound. You have those juxtaposing, interweaving guitar lines that really were a cornerstone of women's sound. The guitar melodies of Pat Flagle and Chris Reimer. One other interesting thing I like about the first record is the song group Transport Hall, which features acoustic guitars, which you didn't really often hear from women. And that wasn't typically the version that they would play live. So the version, an alternate version, exists out there. It was for a compilation called The First 100 Days. And it begins with like this slow drone from the bass, and then like these strings come in from the guitar. Like Chris and Pat were able to strike such an interesting sound from their guitars, and it builds into this like slow, doomy, gothy song. So if you can ever find the alternate version of Group Transport Hall, I highly suggest you do. There's a version online, and maybe you can decide which version you like more. I like both versions a lot. I think it's such a great contrast to hear that acoustic guitar come in. And then when you place it in context of all of women's work, Group Transport Hall, the album version, is just a very spectacular, special song. So I kind of prefer the album version, but I would recommend you try to find the alternate version if you can. Very interesting things about the recording of this album. So, as I mentioned, recorded over 4 months on ghetto blasters and old tape machines in Chad Van Galen's basement, an outdoor culvert, and a crawl space. At one point, Chris Reimer recorded his parents arguing for a sound collage present on this album. They also recorded outside by a frozen lake at one point. So they really did some very experimental things for the first record, which the spirit of that kind of came through on Public Strain. But like I said, there's more of a cohesive artistic statement going into that record and less experimental recording techniques, but the spirit of trying different and new things to make something completely original is very much what Women was all about. We're going to take a quick ad break, but on the other side of that, we have more Women-related content that I'm really looking forward for you to listen. But first, we have some messages. Keep listening to CJLO 1690 AM. This is Super Connected, celebrates 10 years of Public Strain with me, your host, Francella. Keep it locked.